Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From Boston to Springfield and Worcester, down to Providence and Cape Cod, through New Hampshire and Maine, New England's home for Boston sports. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
This hour of Mutt and Callahan is brought to you by Northeast Electrical Distributors.
It's Mutt and Callahan with the Mutt Man and Jerry Callahan on Sports Radio WEEI.
They will move on against Columbus on the strength tonight of their goaltender and a lot of non-household names. They now celebrate a seventh game win against Toronto again, and there may be a little more at the horn.
Game one, Bruins and Columbus. Are we confirming Columbus? For sure, definitely Columbus. Definitely.
I don't know, Ken.
I'm going to ask Dale.
Could be the Caps.
Yeah, could be.
Canes.
Yeah.
We know
I think it's Columbus.
No, forget about the Islanders. Islanders swept the Penguins.
The Blue Jackets, who...
are named after a special type of yellow jacket. You hear this? They have a special hornet in Ohio.
People are going to believe
They're called
you.
Blue Jackets, and when they sting you, your arm turns blue.
No.
That's what they named after.
I didn't know that at all.
I thought everyone knew that.
I did not know that. I was wondering always why they were the Blue...
Well, what do you think the Blue Jackets are named after?
I have no idea. I would never spend a minute of my life in that miserable place, Columbus, Ohio.
Again, that's just an anti-like Ohio State.
Why?
Right. It's angry at Ohio State for some reason.
Just because of Ohio State, you just hate them?
No, because one of the worst moments of my life...
Urban liar.
Oh, hold on. One of the worst moments of... Okay. There's a lot of things happen in people's lives. I want to set this up. Worst moments of your life.
Go it ahead. Has to involve a losing bet. Right?
It has to involve someone broke up with you, death in the family, lost a job, fired.
One of the worst was when my University of Miami Hurricanes were going for back-to-back national titles in January 2003, and we had the national championship stolen away from us against the Ohio State University at Sun Devil Stadium.
So you haven't lost.
I was there. I was there too.
You were there?
Really? Yes, I was. Oh,
you remember that? Because I'm sure you were wasted.
Yeah. I was bombed hammered out of my mind.
Okay.
But that was one of the worst moments in your life.
Life.
So you haven't lost a family member?
No. I said one of the. I didn't say one.
I'm sorry. One of the worst. Plus, it's that time Ray Lewis forgot your name.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw Steph Curry and he said, "Who the hell are you? Leave me alone."
That hasn't happened yet. Yeah.
The Original Six team, Jerry.
That's true. Original Six.
Meter wasn't around then.
Hey, can I ask you a question, Jerry?
Are they really Original Six?
It's going to be when you kiss Jerry's ass.
Hour two of kiss Jerry's ass. Dude, stop it. I already told him he didn't know what he was talking about when he said that your son wasn't going to play football. It would kind of hurt his social life.
Different show and off the air.
Okay. No. Jerry.
Sorry, I lost that money, Jerry.
Jerry, so after Mina Perel,
Biden sniff his hair.
Wasn't there a guy that you had in here prior to Kirk, Mina Perel, named Kevin Winter?
Correct.
How long did he last?
6 weeks.
What happened?
6 weeks.
We're doing
it
this
didn't
right now?
Work.
Why? What was the problem?
He was totally sporty. Oh, he's a good guy. Okay. He does a good job. He does ESPN radio.
Oh, okay.
But he's just a total sporto.
Didn't hear
about anything else that we talked about. And he wasn't really invested in the show. He was, he just wanted to read updates and
was he after Mina
watch
Perel?
Games. Yep. Oh. Yep. We tried out a bunch
Mina
of people.
Perel, yeah.
And we had a big boss, a general manager who was just the worst. And he wanted to hang around ESPN. He used to go down to Bristol and for lunches, dinners. And he wanted to be in that universe that, so he wanted to hire an ESPN guy, and he did. I mean, he was an ESPN guy, and he wanted to kind of solidify his relationship with ESPN.
You want to ESPN up the show a little bit, too.
And I'll give Jason Wolf credit. You know, we were 2 weeks in. He says, "This ain't working."
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't. And we said, "Who can we get?" And I said, "I don't know, that weird guy, Minahan, sitting down the hall, by himself. Why don't we try him?" And we did, and it worked out for a while.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah. So Dino didn't like winter either. I just didn't
know. We didn't dislike him. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't work. Actually, Dino did dislike him because he kept the...
You wore too much cologne?
No, he spoke at the wrong times. We were on TV at the time, and people were watching and laughing because Dino would, like, roll his eyes. He was getting frustrated. But it was not. It wasn't a good fit. Bad fit.
By the way,
any more questions?
No, I just want to know that.
Jerry, you're awesome on the radio, and that guy Kevin Winters didn't work out for you.
Ask the question. Mike, you're right, though. That does bother me. People,
how come you didn't try out for the job?
I had a full-time job at that point, didn't I? When was that? What year was this?
I don't know, 6, 7 years ago? 6 years?
I was doing a little midday show after you.
Yeah. Mutt and Merlone.
Mutt at night? They weren't going to break up Mutt and Merlone.
That's true.
You're just talking bees.
Couldn't do that. We were booking Marty Turco.
Right.
It had to happen. I would just point out that tomorrow night when they do play, we think Columbus, the Columbus Blue Jackets are playing with every ounce of house money in the world. There's zero pressure at all on Columbus. You asked earlier about coming out and playing in the week rest. Now that's going to matter for them. They have a coach who knows they probably shouldn't be here after a huge upset. And the stress of this series, it bothered Toronto. Like, I think in Game 7, the idea that they hadn't won a series since, Mark said it earlier,
well, we wondered who would handle the pressure. Two guys didn't. I would say the goaltender didn't handle it. I don't care what you say about having a good series.
But how does he then play well afterwards,
he gave up,
though?
What would you think? He was going to give up 12 goals?
But not handling the
pressure
means
two soft goals.
He not meltdown.
That's too many.
One and a half soft goals.
That's too
many. Corrali goal was skill.
And Rask gave up none.
Corrali goal was skill.
Nasty.
It was a great shot, but he could see it. It was in his vision. It was his glove side. He should have made the save.
Jerry, the first five games, Ken Laird knows this. I don't care who.
Ken Laird agree with me on this.
No. Ken Laird agree with me on this is the fact that he was the best player in the series. Arguably in the first five games.
Yeah, up until game 7, correct.
Well, up until game 7, of the first six games.
But last
games.
Night he gave up two shaky ones, Mark.
I get it. But, I mean, Jerry, you're making...
Yes, he choked in game 7.
And he choked again. In game 7 a year ago. Right.
Jake Gardner choked, and that goal, the second goal, was his fault.
Totally his fault.
And he sucked. The whole series, all these game 7s, he's not played well. You know, it's choked is Mike
he's
Babcock.
The only one who played
Mike
in all three.
Suck.
Yeah.
Also Babs choked. Suck. He played Austin Matthews under 20 minutes last night. He waited till game 7 to get his guy, John Tavares, away from Bergeron, who owned him here in this series.
But by the way, Bergeron...
So put him on the choke list, too.
Bergeron did not have a good series up until Game 6 and 7. I mean, he was kind of lost for a while.
Great in the dot,
as
the kids say on the streets.
Great on faceoffs. Yeah.
Jack said that 60 times last night.
Did he?
The dot.
Wasn't watching.
The dot.
Bergeron! Watching my boy Doc Emmerich kill it.
He never said the dot. Not once. He never said kick plates.
He knew who Justin Bieber was.
No, by the way,
he knew a lot about Bieber. What are you
surprised? He knew who Haley Baldwin was.
Do we have that when Doc broke down the Bieber sighting? I didn't know that Doc was
Haley
this
Baldwin's
up
the
on
same
pop
girl
culture.
that Alec called her a fat pig, right?
Is that true?
It's the
same don't know.
Kid? You are rude.
That's not his kid.
Thoughtless.
That's his niece.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
You are
Justin
rude.
Bieber is here as well. Haley, his wife, there too. Haley from Stratford, Ontario, Canada.
That's which.
How about
who's her father? Stephen or
Stephen? Yes,
Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah.
So that's not the rude, fat little pig.
I don't think.
No,
so.
No, I don't think so. No, he was referring to his daughter that he had with Kim Basinger.
That's true. I've seen her. She's all tatted up. This Haley's not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they're both, you know, attractive young ladies.
So Doc was doing that, and maybe he'll be on the game for game 1 tomorrow. All the pressure will be on the Bruins because Ken is right in this sense. If the Capitals lose tonight. And it's the Bruins, it's Columbus, it's the Islanders, and it'd be the Carolina Hurricanes, formerly the Whalers. The Bruins are the prohibitive favorite,
no doubt,
to get out of the East to get to a Stanley Cup final. All of a sudden, you're not the hunter, you're the hunted. That is a different spot to be in if you're the Bruins.
No, it is, too. But I think they're
Columbus
ready for
Columbus will be loose. They got Tortorella yelling at the media.
You got a nickname for Tortorella yet?
You'll show up and...
No.
No really nickname. Torts is just great. I mean,
Torts.
No.
Are you going to go to the press conference?
Oh, you have
to. Are you going to go to the games?
You're the antagonist.
You're the guy. This is your
game.
Job.
Yes.
Get him.
You got to wear that jacket to the media availability.
Well, get the start out of here, then.
Get
the F out of here.
But by the way, there was a better one, Ken, where he eviscerated somebody who was a Lightning reporter back in the day. Like, I mean, it was so uncomfortable. Like, he went at it with this person. It was like, oh, man, you just realize you watched something that you will probably never
most see. Most of those cuts are from New York, correct, Kenny?
Correct.
Because he
that's
would battle
his worst.
Every day with the New York. Brooksy's a New York Post guy, but he battled with all the New York guys.
Brooksy.
He kind of liked it. He was a good fit in New York. And then he swapped spaces with Alain Vigneault, right?
Yeah, he kind of turned into
which
was
like
a, he was a decent guy there, but he was a terrible coach.
In Vancouver?
Yeah.
He shouldn't have gone out there. He doesn't belong out there. He's an East Coast guy.
Right.
He's, you know, he belongs here.
He fits well in Columbus. Hard work in Columbus, right?
I don't know. There's no media. He needs media to, you know,
right.
There are more people.
He's got plenty of media in this series.
I don't need to tell you, there are more people who cover Ohio State football than the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, that's
you
not
have to tell me that.
I mean, it's not even close.
You said during
sick, not eating, it's puking. You want me to go into the whole tire triad as far as what happened today with him so we can get that speculation done with as far as that he's going to be moved? He his pants, he was puking, he was doing everything.
You said during the break, Jerry, you check out the text. You said people are they upset at Mark today?
A couple people who like Mark.
Oh, why?
I don't like that.
No,
I
you're hating.
Heard
between you,
you
and Reamer, it's every day. The text line is just on fire.
I'm not going to go and take pure hate.
37937.
I'm not going to go take positive, interactions.
Right.
I've given you a nickname.
Okay, stop. Time out. True or false? Maybe you don't print out the positive reinforcements and give them to the boss. You've gotten positive texts and you reply to those and say thanks. The people who people have texted you over there,
yeah.
You replied on weekend shows and said, hey, thanks.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Well, wait a second.
That's the same as bringing it into the boss.
Yes, you're like,
no,
you're
that's totally different.
Well, what's wrong with thanking someone?
That's just stupid. You just made a dumb statement.
No, you are responding to people that like you and ignoring the people that don't.
Here's the thing.
If someone says, I wish you were dead,
you can't really respond because I responded
the same thing. Hey, thanks for listening.
Well, that's true too. Thanks for listening is my Ocho Cinco Chao please, which means F you.
Okay,
right.
But you have responded. I've heard from listeners who tell me you respond on the weekends to texts.
If they
say nice things to you or ask you a question, like you'll look up sports trivia for them.
What
time's a game on? You'll help them out.
No, not really. Usually
able to produce some images. But okay.
Rick Riley named Donald Trump Double Down Don.
Double Down.
Because he doubled down on the crazy stuff. You're Double Down Mark. It doesn't have a good ring to it. You have to work on it.
Yeah.
But you say crazy stuff like Chris Frail or Garbage Haywood and you get
a phony Michelle.
And the next time you show up, you say something even crazier, even dumber, which I like. I respect that. So I'm going to call you Double Down.
Thank you.
It's kind of a gambling thing too, right, Mark?
You're stealing it from Swingers, but if you want to call them Double Down.
From Swingers?
Yeah, famous scene, Swingers. I mean, do I have to go through
I don't know Swingers.
Oh, you don't know the
Vince
movie?
Vince Vaughn and John Favreau, we call him Double Down. And at the diner? You've seen that. Well, come on. Yeah. You haven't seen Swingers?
Hey, Tim wants to talk.
You haven't
talk
seen
about
Swingers?
I don't think so.
I'm working with idiots here. I haven't seen Swingers.
By the way, Jerry, it's a must-see. Jerry, by the way, lose a little respect for you there, pal.
Little bit, just a little, just
wow.
a little,
Took
just
a, shot
a little.
To Jerry, now.
Just
a,
you got to see it.
You're right. Tim is in Canton. He wants to praise Mark James today. Hey, Tim.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Colonel.
What's happening,
Mark,
Tim?
Mark with a C. James. You know what has a good ring to it, Jerry? For him, asshat.
He is
100% the Albert of Rhode Island from Western Mass.
Okay, I'll take that. That's okay, Tim.
See, you are so dumb, James, but I will say this. You are polarizing, like you said, over the weekend. I can't stand you, but I do listen to you.
That's all I need.
So you hate Columbus, Ohio, which, by the way, is the Springfield Mass of Ohio.
No, they don't have an MGM or a Basketball Hall of Fame, but go ahead.
All right, so I will say one thing about PlayStation View, Mark with the C, James, not caring Nesson. I agree with you on this. We don't have to listen to Dale post-game. There's always a silver lining in every cloud, right?
Tim, you're trying to upset me. You're making me laugh.
I do agree with you on some stuff.
That's a good comp.
I don't know that Mutt is making you dumb as much as, like Jerry said. I think you're just insane.
Yeah, I am insane. Really no. Here's what it is. The mark of the C, C stands for crazy. And by the way,
stands for cocaine.
Well, Tim, you got his name wrong. His name is Stale.
That's why you're an asset.
Okay, thank you.
Stupid things like Mark with a C. If you're going to change your name, which I have no problem with, if you're going to change it, you should have changed it to Mark with a K, dummy, instead of Mark James. And by the way, you are nothing more. You're nothing more than a poor man's Chris Berman and Jim Rome combined, and this is what we got. A turd from Springfield.
The one thing that he does here, the only difference between, because he likes the nicknames like Berman, there's a Jim Rome to it.
Yeah.
He doesn't take himself as seriously as those guys do. I give you some credit. You've started to turn into the skid a little bit.
Rag him.
Embrace the craziness.
You. Yeah.
Guy who says one of his worst moments of his life is a team loss.
Well, I think
Jim Rome's the worst.
Jim Rome is the best.
No. But the one thing Rome will never do, Jerry, is he will never, ever. He's the antithesis of self-deprecating. In other words, every time he does an interview, like a clockwork, his producer will hand him some fake tweet or an email saying, Chris in Albuquerque says, epic interview, Rome. That was great. You need to get Eric Musselman on more. And it's just like, dude, like, come on, man. What is up?
Guy who wears starter jacket to radio show. Dude, that's a speedium. You stole that from a kid.
Who's better, Kenny? Who does a better Jim Rome? We can have a little contest.
He filled in for Jim Rome. He's an unfair advantage. You've been a host on the actual Jim Rome show.
Mutt does well.
Oh, by the way, Mutt, did you hear the new open that Eamon Convey did for me?
No.
Who missed it? No, you didn't hear
we
it.
We told him what to do.
Yes, you didn't hear it. You got to play it from Saturday. Like, it's a new open. Nas is Hate Me Now.
It was my idea, though.
But, no, well, first of all, I Ken said, what song do you want to come back with? I said, Hate Me Now. And you said, you should come out with your Saturday intro when you do solo shows.
Nas, yeah.
And so I did it, and Eamon did a great job.
Oh, well, I want to hear that coming up at some point.
Oh, you got to hear it.
I'll put Ken on the spot here. We'll hear that.
Yeah. Is Mark all set for Saturday, Curtis?
Ready to go, I'm sure. With Drellick on Saturday, 11 to 3.
Drellick's wow. I like working with Drellick.
Two insane people.
By the way, can I tell you, I miss Dickerson a lot.
We all miss Dickerson.
Like, he's
still around, you know. He's not dead.
No, I want him here.
We'll get him back.
And Dickerson is alive and well and listening to the show. He sent me a text a couple days ago checking in.
Oh, he did.
And said he was listening and was giving Curtis credit for something hilarious that he said on the show. So he is still listening. Dickerson is...
Was that the part when Curtis said, I'm the most annoying texter ever?
No, that's just true.
Okay,
I don't think that was that funny, but it was definitely true.
Mark doesn't realize this now. He's texting us and nobody replies. He just keeps sending stuff.
By the way, why did you two guys pull the D-bag move?
Two D-bags, yes,
and pull out of the group text that I had with all four. Why did you pull out? That was
You were monopolizing our phone. It was just one text after another.
Stop. Leave me out of the gambling text, too. I don't care about the lines and the parlays. Yeah.
By the way, you text me anytime you want about anything you want. You want to gossip about Dale and Jerry? I am available to text anytime.
You got it, Mark. And you won't use it on the air.
I may not respond right away.
You won't use it on the air.
I'll definitely laugh.
We might have someone take care of one of your problems, because I know you went to WrestleMania by yourself.
No.
Yeah, you went by yourself. We heard.
No. But I met my buddy from ESPN.
Oh, yeah, sure. Your buddy.
No,
but you drove down by yourself. You didn't have it.
No, right. Yeah, I did.
Do you think we have someone who will go with him next time?
I think we have someone on the line right now that would. The great Jim the Wrestling Goon. Jim, would you go to WrestleMania with Mark James next year?
I've got a nickname for Mark James. King James. The man is the best on the radio station right there, baby.
Thank you, Jim.
Let me tell you something. He's been around the greatest superstars in the world. He's a superstar himself. He's not like the rest of these eeks. Can't talk, can't do anything on the radio. He's the best.
So because he shared space with Ric Flair, so he's better than we are?
Jim, I learned from, in terms of having the gift for gab, I learned from the guy who cuts the best promos of all time, Paul Heyman.
Let me tell you something, baby. You have vocular skills that are second to none. That's why you have a brain. You're a total entertainer.
Thank you,
not
Jim.
Not like these guys that play basketball and they do a press conference and say no comment after, and they get $30 million a year. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Thank you, Jim.
So you will go to WrestleMania next year with him, Jim.
I was at WrestleMania with Goon Squared. I wish I'd known. We would have went out and had something to drink.
Oh, man.
I heard you were looking for a friend. That's what Jason Rossi said.
It was a super show, except for the... And you know what the best part of the show was? I got to leave early. I didn't have to watch the woman's match.
Oh, me too, Jim. Jim, me too. My friend Matt from ESPN, we missed the main event. We're getting into the car when Joan Jett was playing Ronda Rousey's ring entrance music. And we went to White Castle.
That? Oh, my God.
Can you imagine a wrestling card that has a woman's battle royal, a woman's tag team three-way match, and a triple threat women's match. There ain't that many women wrestlers in the entire world.
I'm getting aroused just thinking of it.
It was a disaster.
Jerry.
That sounds sexist.
Jim, I appreciate
why can't women wrestle?
No, I have no problem.
Remember Sherry Scary from back in the day?
Wow, that's
Macho
old school.
Man Randy
yeah,
Savage.
Sherry
yes.
Martel. Sherry Martel.
Hold on. Back up. Who's Matt from ESPN? Big time.
Oh,
Matt who?
I don't want to say his last name because I don't want
Best to. Best
He's an on-air guy? Matt
no,
Barry?
No, he's off-air guy.
Oh.
He's an off-air guy.
Matt from ESPN.
No, he does a thing where, like, he was the one in charge of, like, ESPN's coverage for WrestleMania. So
really?
So I parked my car.
Or like an intern?
No. The guy's been at ESPN for 20 years. I parked my car in Westport, Connecticut, took the metro into Grand Central.
Of course, yeah. Great move.
Walked to Port Authority.
Smart.
And then they had a bus that goes to MetLife Stadium for $7.
That's it. That's a deal.
So then, and then I got to
filled with WrestleMania fans?
Oh, God. Does that sound like the worst place in the world?
By the way,
preview the matches on the way.
Jerry, you should have seen, can I just tell you this? And I worked in ECW, so I worked in the wrestling business. You should have seen I'm talking grown-ass men walking around with WWE replica title belts doing wrestling.
I'd rather be Andy Dufresne going through that mile.
I'd rather be San Francisco.
You were one of them, weren't you? Didn't you have a replica belt?
No.
Right. Ken Laird is here. He is the host of Trending. We'll get the Trending now. And we
By
come
the way,
back.
Ken, I got can a little hear... something to add to your Trending.
Jesus, with the can I also hear when we come back after this? I want to hear this new open from Mark James. Is that possible, Ken?
It's ready to go.
All right, excellent. That is after Ken Laird's Trending.
This is Boston Sports Station for over 25 years. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If your doctor recommends losing weight, take their advice. Set up your consultation at any of the five Awaken 180 locations. So the Bruins get it done last night, 5-1. It was not a blowout, as much suggested earlier. It was tight, actually. 3-1, even when they
final
scored.
Final score was a blowout, is what I said. On the scoreboard, it was
a
blowout.
You said going away.
Do you think
away,
the game was a blowout?
The final score was on the scoreboard, 5-1.
It was a tight
game. No, but the final score was they
Mutt,
won.
I don't know if you wear this. There were two empty netters.
They won going away.
There were two empty netters.
That's like winning going
one
away.
One including in the final
3-1,
second.
Now 4-1, now 5-1, and that made the game
that's
go
not a
over.
Blowout.
Over-under was 5.5. That final goal pushed to the over.
By the way, always looking at it from the gambling perspective. Like that, Mike.
By the way, that's important.
Losers.
By the way, go ahead, Ken.
It's a great win. They're full of leaders, but a little troubling that they, even after the third goal, giveaways by Chara, Marchand, the second period, they were chock full of giveaways. They had a bad power penalty called against them. I'll give them that. Whoa. But there's still some troubling things.
There were no
penalties
on Toronto, correct?
None.
Zero.
None.
Yeah, but how about this? Why don't you mention the fact that the Bruins were great on the power play in terms of killing penalties?
Two great kills last
night.
Thank you. Absolutely true.
How about that one?
Julian Edelman was a factor in the game, maybe. I don't know, chugging a beer. Bruce Cassidy gave him credit.
Just a regular beer, though, like a 12-ounce can.
Yeah, you see,
they
Jerry
sell
wants 32-ounce
cans.
Yeah, that's true.
32
yeah.
ounces. You want to be a real man?
Yeah.
Jules,
you got to go like Stone Cold Steve
get
Austin.
Get the 32-ouncer, like most of the fans there, and guzzle it. Double-fisted. You see so many people double-fisted. That's 64
it's
ounces.
It's just easier because you can only get two. So you get to bring one back to your seat, then you're set for like the full period.
I understand. But that's 64
period.
Ounces.
Set for the whole
oh, that's
night.
How it works. Oh.
Yeah. I was wondering.
Well, you don't drink
I thought
more,
you got
Curtis,
one and threw in the trash. I knew you drank them both, Mutt. I understood that.
Well, some people might not know that.
Let's see Edelman do it.
Nah.
32-ounce one next
that,
time.
Not
well,
quite
have more
TV
chances. 12. Do you think they double down Gronk and Edelman again in round two or no?
Here's
new
my
banner
prediction.
Waivers?
Tom Brady will wave a banner
Ooh.
At some point during the playoff run. Might not be until an Eastern Conference final or Stanley Cup. Tom Brady is going to wave that playoff
I have game one. Bob Soucy, three-time champion, is going to be doing game one banner.
He's too little. He's like a little guy. He can't do that.
They have to get someone different. They don't have the same person. Right?
Typically not.
They brought some people back.
Johnny Cusick, they had Mark Savard.
They can't do Orr, right? Orr's been done.
No. Last year. By the way, you know that Orr, I found this out last night from people at Ness. You know Orr doesn't go to many Bruins games.
Well, if they begged
at
him.
At all.
Right.
He wasn't there at Rick Middleton's retirement.
I think he lives in Florida in the winter.
Good for him.
We have any predictions? Any serious picks, James? You got
Bruins. Yeah, B's in six.
B's in six.
Bruins in seven.
I want to see what Tort says tomorrow before I make a pick.
That has a lot. Wait, can I add one thing you're trending that you didn't have last time?
Yeah, good.
Marshawn Lynch, it looks like reportedly has retired from the
Who
NFL.
Who cares?
Whatever.
I thought he retired three times
didn't
already.
Didn't he already do that at least once?
Right, exactly. I know. Not a Hall of Famer, by the way.
James, taking over the trending with things that aren't trending.
Yeah. Well, Curtis loved that. Look at that little sissy laugh in the background.
Hey, I got something for your trending. Hey, the Patriots won the Super Bowl, Ken. They beat the Rams.
We have so many Mark James suggestions for nicknames. Mark James.
Oh,
how about Skid Mark?
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
Skid Mark James.
Oh, rack 'em.
Guy who likes his own nicknames from texters of the show. That's a terrible Rome. I'm not in Rome shape right now. Go ahead, Ken.
Just a more incredible finish last night. The Sharks Vegas game or the Lillard 3
to win. Sharks, you're right. 3-0, 10 minutes to go. They tie it. Eventually,
Sharks
go to overtime.
Controversial.
And win. Yes.
Bad call.
That's going to stick. Oh, man. Vegas went off on the refs afterwards. A lot of their players not
what
happy.
What did Ghosh say?
I can only imagine.
Oof.
Andy, be ready. And Josh Gordon has signed his restricted free agent tender with the Pats. If he plays next year, he'll be a Patriot one-year deal, $2 million. Weather brought to you by EHS Pest Services. They'll create a pest management strategy offering non-chemical organic product solutions and exclusion services. Rain has pretty much dissipated, partly sunny this afternoon, a high of 63. Check out EHSPest.com, the proud pest control partner of the Boston Red Sox. More with Mark with the C. James. His big open coming up with Mutt and Callahan.
It's more of Mutt and Callahan on Sports Radio WEEI. It's time for Mark James.
This is what makes me. This is what I am. Feel me?
I am Mark James. I won't stop, man. That's Mark with a C. James.
I can't stop, man. Braveheart. You can hate me now.
Come on.
But I won't stop, man.
Live from Tampa, Florida, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Mark James on CBS Sports Radio.
Joining us right now, live from Utah, he's the pride of Charlotte. He's the pride of the Bay Area, the face of the NBA here in the jungle on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Steph?
What's up, Mark? How you doing?
I know I'm very good friends with Steph Curry, as you know.
I was working. My thanks to Mark James, who came in here the last couple of days, did a bang-up job. Well done.
I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Barbados Belichick.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser.
Ordinary Hayward.
I'm the pride of Western Mass. I'm the best thing to come out of Western Mass. It's Uma Thurman and Travis Best.
Garbage Hayward.
I mean, he's been passed around more times than a rental car.
Phony Michelle.
It's tough to be humble when you're great.
On Sports Radio, WEEI.
I mean, I would say a kind of a lengthy open for a weekend show.
That's very lengthy.
Open. I mean, takes a long time to get
work
to the
by
point.
Ken Laird there.
And that's the Mark James show. So what happens when you have a co-host like Drellick?
Yeah, we don't play it.
Just don't leave him. You can leave him out.
No.
Ken Drellick's been, you know, he's used to being disrespected.
Well, that's left out of a lot of things.
He also doesn't date during football season.
That's true. You're a big basketball fan, right?
Huge.
Why do you date during basketball?
Well,
doesn't that get in the way?
Because Jerry, there's a thing. You get urges,
right?
You get urges,
but you can go from August to January without love, without carnal relations.
Lots of porn.
So you will watch porn during football, but you just won't date,
right?
If you're just joining us, Mark James said that he never dates during football
on weekends, Saturdays and Sundays.
No,
do
that's not.
Not
what you said.
No, you said during the football. Labor Day on, I don't date because of football.
But
season.
What I will tell you, there are exceptions, Mott, like a Tuesday or Wednesday night or Friday.
Well, there's
but,
Mac games on Tuesday or Wednesday night.
No, I don't care about that. On Tuesday or Wednesday, or maybe there's a Friday with, you know, from the week that I'll do it. But on the weekends, normally, no. Saturday, Sunday night, forget about
it. You couldn't, like, go out, like, do lunch early, like a lunch date, and then go watch college football?
No.
What fun
no.
is lunch
Wait. What are you talking about? Games start at noon.
I know, but not all the games are great. Clearly, you don't watch them all. You couldn't tell us why Noah Fant or TJ Hawkins
Why can't you go on a Friday night?
Because I'm not an NFL. I did say I could do Friday. Some Friday nights I do.
You can. You don't only, like high school football,
that's why
right?
scouting high school
no,
football.
No, only if I'm down in Dade and Broward County, then I will go. If I'm down in Miami that weekend, I will watch high school football and then go out afterwards. Because you don't go out in Miami until like 11 or midnight anyway.
Right.
So you got that. Wait a second. Because I don't know about Noah Fant. Neither does anybody else. What they did is they look at Mel Kiper and Todd McShay or Daniel Jeremiah's
scouting
profile. What's
wrong with that?
No, they don't watch the games.
Okay, why do you have to watch the games to look through the breakdown of these players and have an opinion about what the Patriots should do?
So
I have to watch college football like a loser every Saturday, every Thursday, every whatever night's on.
Oh, by the way, you're calling someone a loser for watching sports.
The guy watches horse racing.
But I'm saying you're suggesting that you have to watch it every single...
You'd be much better off if you watched
college
football.
Jesus Christ, can you give me a second to spit this out, please? He's suggesting that you have to watch every game to have an opinion on what the Patriots should do. That's dumb.
I didn't say every game. You have to watch at least
college
football.
Why do I have to watch college football to have an opinion on what the Patriots should do?
Because here's the thing about it. For these people coming out there with scouting reports about Noah Fant, TJ Hawkinson, they haven't watched any Iowa games. Neither have I. So that's what I'm telling you.
So why can't you go back and look at other people's previews or some video if you really wanted to, Pete Shepard, and get an actual opinion on these guys?
Pete Shepard actually watches college football now.
He watches YouTube highlights. He does it all. Pete's my guy.
He goes to OTAs.
I was actually listening to Shepard and Sheeman on my way down to Miami from Tampa, and I was driving through Fort Myers.
Right, you know, and I'm watching OTA videos all the time. It doesn't matter
who's making
team.
Who's making the Patriots pick. This have a celebrity make all the picks in the first round?
Yes, they did say. I believe was it Teddy Bruschi?
Is that who it is?
I think it's Teddy. I'm not sure. I got an email on that. But they're going to have someone. Yes, they're having someone.
Skinny Teddy, who just ran his third marathon. That's pretty impressive.
So how? By the way, how do all these? A lot of these football players, whether it's Teddy Bruschi, Mark May, Mark Schlereth, these guys lose weight afterwards, which is great. And they look.
Well, not all of them. Did you see Damian Woody?
Did you see Wiggy?
Mark. Where the C is on a roll
today.
They
get themselves healthy. Wiggy is...
They stop eating.
Wiggy told me he's doing the Brady thing, bulking up right now. Let's see.
I would say
who is? Bulk's working for him.
Wiggy is or Mark?
Yeah, Wiggy.
Wiggy.
I thought Wiggy was trying to lose weight.
Saw him yesterday. Is he losing weight right now?
I don't know.
Well, any different than he lost a couple 2 months pounds. Ago, 3 weeks ago? Okay. I think he found those after Easter.
Yeah. When Wiggy...
Easter Bunny was good too, Jermaine Wiggins.
He hit him with that yum-yum sauce.
The next time Wiggy loses any weight will be the first time.
I wouldn't
maybe
want to
a little extra barbecue sauce on that rib.
I wouldn't want to see Wiggy angry. I know he can't run a 40-yard dash anymore, but I think he could still handle himself. Yeah, he did, but Reamer choked right in the middle. Reamer screamed. Yeah,
yeah. I don't think anyone here at the building,
including Fourier, right?
Wiggy's more angry than Fourier. Wiggy's a street kid.
He boxed as a kid.
Grew up privileged,
right?
It's California versus East Coast.
I saw Fourier angry in the hallway. He could take anybody.
Well,
you don't take Wiggy.
You don't think Wiggy angry would be a little scary?
I don't know. Those veins popping out of Fourier's forehead were pretty intimidating.
Would you like to see the veins popping out of that neck, which is covered with tats?
But Fourier's in fighting shape. Wiggy's not.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm going Christian.
The round mound of radio, Jermaine Wiggins is not still ready.
Very good. A playoff Charles Barkley.
I still think Fred Smirlis would kill anybody, and he's like 60, but he's still scary.
He's got that bigger old man strength.
He's a national champ wrestler. He goes all those moves. He's crazy as anybody, and he's just big. And plus, he has a gun. If things get... really dicey. Wow. He keeps a gun in his fanny pack.
Well, we're going to have Wiggy reach that breaking point. We keep putting him on Sunday mornings with Reamer and Bradford.
True.
It's going to happen.
You think
he's going to
handle Alex? Wiggy gets Alex in a fight?
I still don't know who won that race.
Wiggy won.
I could see Reamer running away from him.
I think
Reamer
should have
kicked his ass. Yeah.
He should have won, but he didn't. He kind of skipped in the middle and just got nervous.
And he got off to that cheating head start, and Wiggy stopped. By the way,
he stopped. It was
But I got to tell you, Wiggy. I got to say, I was impressed the way he ran that. He just kind of a little bit, yeah, because he's carrying a lot of weight, and he was able to blow by him. I mean, Reamer weighs 200 pounds less than Wiggy does. So
that's true.
He does.
Wiggy's got 200 pounds.
He does. No, like literally. What was Reamer weigh? 125?
No, he's probably around 150.
No.
Really?
You're 150.
Yeah, a little bit heavier than that, right?
He's like 130.
I'm 196.
Wow, good for you.
You'd weigh about 150 if you cut out the orange soda.
And you're
wearing a medium jacket, which is very impressive.
It's actually a large.
If you have not seen the jacket yet, you can look at the Mutt Callahan Twitter account, or you can check out my story
on Instagram,
my video.
Do you drink alcohol?
This jacket is unbelievable.
No.
That's good. You shouldn't drink.
No smokes.
Do you believe there are no drugs in his system? Either over-the-counter or illegal.
Wiggy is convinced you're on drugs.
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not. I trust me, I tell you, nothing at Advil. I mean, every now and then when I get a headache.
That wouldn't make you go cuckoo.
No.
But you don't drink alcohol at all?
No.
That's probably a good thing, don't you think?
No self-medication.
You know what's weird?
When he comes in on the yayo.
You must have drank as a young guy.
In Miami.
No. I'm the only person who ever lived in Miami, never touched cocaine. I got offered to me plenty of times at parties. Never touched it. Good move. Never touched drugs. Could you imagine me on cocaine?
I'm on the dare program.
Let's think about that for a second. Jerry.
Yes, I can.
I would literally be bouncing off these effing walls.
You already are.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Has anyone ever accused you, other than Wiggy, like a cop ever pulled you over and said,
"No,
you're on something"?
No.
Craig with a K wants to talk with Mark with a C. He joins us here on the program. Hello, Craig with a K.
What's up, Bros?
What is up, Craig?
Hey, let me tell you something, man. I got to give a shout-out to my man, Mark. He's one of my bros out here at Western Mass. Here's the deal. A skilled rapper could make hot takes rhyme with Mark James. You know what I'm saying? Look, I got a name for Tuukka Rask. It's Tuukka Rasp because he's been giving raspberries to all the haters. Jeez. Here's the thing, guys.
Yeah.
I've got so many nicknames for you, but
yeah.
I can't let them all out because right now I'm getting a phone call from one of my great bros, Emmett Smith. We went to Florida together. Not at the same time.
Camp. Up until last. What a call from Craig with a K.
I know. I'm
excellent
very
call,
good
Craig. Craig brought it. Brought it, Craig. Went after Mark without Mark really knowing it.
Yeah.
Took shots at Mark of the Sea. Rack him. Rack him, Ken.
He doesn't. Mark told me at the break he doesn't cover the Bruins at all, so he will not be the antagonist for,
no.
Celtics for torts. Someone else.
Guy who works for Nesson, who's they don't cover the games now because the player first round's over. Can't call the games
Nesson
anymore.
Nesson only has hot chicks, and they don't cover the Bruins. They don't send Mark James this. Who's going to get under Tortorella's skin, then? It's got to be Shaughnessy, right?
Yeah. Can I ask you, by the way,
had Matt Kalman? Is it Kalman?
You've ever had any interaction with Jim Rome? Because, I mean, you guys have been on Radio Rome forever.
I've never even seen him, I don't think.
No, you know what he does, though? At what? Radio Rose, you must have seen this.
I've definitely seen it, yep.
He has state cops.
Yeah, smart.
Security detail.
He's got a great TV setup, yeah.
No.
What a fraud. No, he is honest to God, the biggest fraud. The guy never has an opinion. We played much of a lot of cuts from his show. He has no strong opinion. It's all an act.
Jerry,
it's all an illusion. You have a fire burning in the back.
The program today,
wait, so. Here's the greatest cut ever. Play that again from the beginning. This is a guy who sounds like he's saying something, but is saying nothing.
Lots of content. Really good day. Really good show for you. In fact, we've got a lot to cover going back to yesterday and a look ahead to the rest of the program today. So let's not waste any time with it. I've got an interview coming up next segment, but if you want to get in, get yourself in the rotation, you want to do that right now. Yeah. We are running out of time. That smack off is coming up fast.
Set it all right there. Set it all, baby.
Sound and fury signifying nothing.
Okay, you
800-636-8666.
So was last night worse than the Saints call? Was the call on the Sharks Knights game worse than Saints Rams?
No, it was. Absolutely.
That's a good question.
That's a great question, my
guy. Because I have the quote from Dave Gosher, formerly Bruins voice.
I'd say it's
Weighed in on the call. He's now the voice of the Golden Knights. He weighed in, and
the only reason Saints is bigger is that decided who goes to the Super Bowl. This is a round one series.
Okay, well, Gosh compared the two. We'll get to that and get you set for Dale and Keith next.
Mornings with Mutt and Callahan on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey, give me what you're getting. Know what I'm knowing? While a black man sweat in the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give him what you want. Gotta give him what you need. Oh, I could go on all day. I love this. Oh,
hey, who's stopping? No one's stopping you. Go ahead.
Fight the. Well, that was the chorus part. So.
Fight the powers that be.
There's no the video. Objectionable lyrics in this, huh? There, I don't want to see.
Well, Elvis.
I don't want to take your statue down or anything.
Elvis was a hero to most, but he never meant bleep to me. Straight out racist. The sucker was simple and plain. Mother bleep him and John Wayne. So yeah. You know, I'm sure Ken's playing the good
clean
version.
Yeah. Yes, the family.
It's okay.
Are you?
We'll dump it if not.
We'll find out. Dave Gosher, voice of the Las Vegas Golden Knights, weighed in after the game last night. They got robbed. They had a terrible cross-check penalty, 5-minute game misconduct. They were down up 3-0 at that point, 10 minutes to go. Sharks score 3 in a row, eventually score 4. They go to overtime and win. Dave Gosher via Twitter, I'll say they paid the price for a brutal call. The NFL changed a rule after the Saints debacle. The NHL should follow suit. We've all seen the play a million times here, the cross-check.
It didn't even hit him in the face.
So would you say review it? Is he saying, Kenny, want a review policy here for cross-checks? What rule would you change in this case? I get the pass interference.
Yeah, challenge of some kind, I guess.
So you think the ref just didn't see it correctly?
Yeah,
he thought he hit him in the face?
Yeah, he said afterwards, right. I think in the breakdown, he suggested that he saw his face get hit
in the cross check. That's why he gave him the 5-minute game misconduct.
And if it was just, if he thought it was across the chest,
2-minute cross check. Yeah, that's it.
And they might have scored one goal. They scored one 7 seconds later, so they probably would have scored one.
Yep.
And that would have been it.
And it would have been 3-1, and
Vegas would have won.
Vegas would have advanced again.
No question.
So will they change the rule? Right. What will they do?
You're feel bad for Gauche.
No, they won't.
Who cares? Uh-huh. Hey, yeah. Good news and bad news for Bob Kraft yesterday in the Florida courtroom, or in the Florida.
Yeah, I can't figure
by the way,
out.
Jerry, there's been no good news when it comes to that.
Well, the good news,
doesn't feel like good news.
No.
The video is, we're not going to see the video, and they are going
for now.
Subpoena the editors or proprietors of The Blast. .com. Secondly, they arrested the other girl. They arrested the other masseuse. Only one of the two who serviced Bob Kraft was under arrest, and she's facing 23 charges, including some felonies. That was Zhang, I believe?
Yes.
And the lawyer. Anyway, the other one, I think the 45-year-old got arrested yesterday. Do I have that correct?
No, the 58-year-old. Another 58-year-old got arrested yesterday.
It was a 58-year-old.
Yes. So, right. So you get the proprietor who's 58 and the masseuse is 58?
Pull up her name in a second here. But yeah, I believe the woman arrested yesterday was definitely 58 years old.
Roger, I think the more women facing charges.
Her name is Shen Mingbi, 58 years old, one of the women who allegedly performed a sex act on Kraft for a fee inside the spa, according to the story I'm looking at right here. So the suggestion is that she got arrested now because they thought for the last 6 weeks, they thought she was going to cooperate. She decided not to.
Right.
They said, okay, we're going to arrest you for solicitation process. That's Bob Kraft solicitation.
No, she did more than
prostitution.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She didn't solicit.
No.
She took part in it. She's 58 years old. Shen Mingbi is one of the women who was in the video.
The spa owner of the 58-year-old is named Zhang.
Yep. Says Kraft handed both Wang and Mingbi cash. They responded by hugging him. Wang and Mingbi then proceeded to finish dressing Kraft, and he left the room.
See, this should bring an end to the dumb Wiggy argument that he could beat the rap. If these women are facing jail time, they're going to testify against him. They have no choice. You think they're going to go to prison for years? If they say you're facing 5 years or you can walk out of here,
do you think?
Just tell us what you did.
Do you think ultimately that this tape will get out? Because I still do.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And there's another proceeding Friday that could even change things from yesterday. So I don't know if it was it felt like more like a bad day than a good day. For Bob Kraft yesterday.
There's been no good days on this, Mutt, for Robert Kraft. None.
Alex Cora will join OMF this afternoon. His team reeling. What about tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow
Chris?
Morning, we got a split squad. Alex Reamer in 6 to 8, and then Ben Volen in 8 to 10, previewing the draft.
Ben Volen? Oh, so we don't hate him anymore, Curtis, because you hated him for a while.
I mean, I still hate him, but he's a nice enough guy to come in tomorrow, so we'll talk about the draft.
By the way, trolling Volen's good. I like him.
What time are you on this weekend?
I'm on 11 to 3, Saturday.
With Drelick.
With Drelick.
Okay, good.
With Drake.
Okay. Yep. Any dates this weekend? Because there's no football.
I do.
Ooh.
Tonight, actually.
Tonight?
Tonight.
A Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Yep. What's her name?
Oh, I can't do that.
Does she know you? No. Is it like a Tinder thing, or does she know you?
No, we've already went out.
What's her first name? Did we just give her a first name? What's wrong with that?
I'll just say not a Walmart peroxide blonde.
Just make up a name like you did for yourself.
full recap on that next time he is in. Dale and Keith coming up. OMF will have Alex Cora this afternoon. See you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.